This is Peter Donegan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I could find true love along the broken road. I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. Every lost dream led me to where you are. Others that broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointed me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true. God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Thinking about the years gone by, just passing through. Like to take the time I lost to give it back to you. You just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you. Broken road led me straight to you.
Cam, I'm behind a building to keep away from the noise at the Wayfest, and Peter Donegan's in front of me. Peter, it's nice to see you again.
Damn, you found me.
I did. I saw you crawling around the corner.
Yes. I always hide behind buildings.
Oh, that is nice. It's a good way to get on. Well, we haven't seen you since you did The Voice and that amazing little duet with Tom.
Yeah, it was good fun. I had great fun on The Voice, and I didn't expect that to go viral, to be fair, but it did, and I'm pleased with it, you know, because it's now everybody knows. Obviously, Dad wrote that number, which is great, and it gives me an excuse to put the song back in the set.
Well, that's good, and he's been using some of the footage on stage on this tour.
That makes two of us. Yeah, because I've had lots of new fans actually who have been to Tom's gigs, and they've been sharing video footage with me where he's been talking about that moment on stage on tour, which I think is lovely. So thank you very much, Tom.
Good. Well, since you did The Voice, then you did your big tribute to your dad.
This year we did Cadogan Hall,
yeah,
which is in Chelsea. And it was because it's the 65th anniversary of Dad recording Rock Island Line, which, as we all know, is the song that changed the British music industry and introduced Americana music to the UK. You know, they called it skiffle back then. And we had Van Morrison, we had Billy Bragg and Leo Sayer, Dave Peacock from Chaz and Dave, Joe Brown, I mean, Chris Farlow, the list just goes on and on. We had Paul Jones with us as well, which is fantastic. It was great. It was a sellout. We raised a lot of funds, fortunately, for my little man, for his therapy, for autism, and obviously raised a lot of awareness for Dad too. And in the morning, we put up a blue plaque on what used to be the old Decca recording studios to commemorate the recording of that song. And it's the same place we recorded the new live album, which is now out.
Well, that's great. You've just given me a copy, so I'll be pleased to play a couple of the tracks through this and throughout the programmes in weeks to come. But so is there anything new on there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a few new songs on there. I mean, there's some stuff from the Superman album, because obviously it's a live gig, basically. And it's kind of like going back and recording at some studios, you know, for Elvis, but we did it for Dad. So, yeah, you got all the stuff from Superman's on there. You got Never Fall in Love Again, because now we have to, and I enjoy doing it. We had to do Rock Island because of where we were and the year. But then there's a lot of new material on there, which I've recorded, written more recently, as well as stuff that I did at the Chris Difford Songwriting Retreat, which is really cool.
Because you're doing another one in Texas, aren't you?
Yep, off to Lubbock, Texas.
Sounds good.
Yeah, with the Buddy Holly Educational Foundation, of which I am a scholar, I'm proud to announce. So that's lovely. So we'll be off there writing some new songs out in Texas.
That's wonderful. And you've got other things coming up. There's a cruise I know you're doing.
Yeah, and then even more excitingly, I mean, we're at Brighton, like I said, at the Circle Arts Centre. We're doing the Pheasantry in London, and I'm at the Cavern Club in Liverpool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in October.
When's that?
That's October 10th. And 2 days later, then we're back at the Half Moon in Putney.
Because that's always good for you, isn't it? Putney, the Half Moon.
Oh yeah, Half Moon in Putney is a great venue. I love doing it, and we always have a good night there. But like I said, the Cavern in Liverpool is something I'm really looking forward to, obviously because of the Beatles connection through Dad, and there's a big picture of Dad up there as well. But it's just such a historic venue. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's great. So obviously this is giving a new interest to your dad as well. So no doubt his albums have started selling again.
Well, certainly Never Fall has been selling again. Yeah. And Rock Island Online, because obviously it's the commemorative year as well. So, yeah, that's been good. And it's obviously pumped up a lot of interest in me again as well, which is lovely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got your own thing going. You're not just relying on your dad's music. I mean, you've got some amazing stuff, especially on the Superman EP. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you very much. And, it's something that's going to continue, because we're also going to record a couple of rooftop sessions as well to put up on YouTube and social media.
Well, we need to get you back on television, you know, get you seen with your full band, which is great.
Some would argue that I have a face that was made for radio, but
yeah, but you've got an energy which is great. So I mean, I know there's a lot of people looking forward to seeing you here today.
I'm looking forward to playing here. I mean, I was here last year at Wayfest, and back by popular demand, without the band this time. We're going to do an acoustic session. And I've got a new piano to test out.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. I fell in love with the model that was played on the show on The Voice. So saved up and got that now.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Wonderful. Pete, it's been great talking to you.
Pleasure's all mine, Lee. Thanks so much.
Good.
I've been in love so many times. Thought I knew the score. Now you've treated me so wrong, I can't take any more. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. I just broke down and cried. and it looks like, yeah, I never wanna fall in love. Well, I'm never gonna fall in love again. Walk up to the table, see the same old thing. Not focus on the table, nothing in my pan. Say anything about it, but I'm in trouble with the man who left the midnight special. Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine his ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine his ever-loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, yeah, you better walk right. Yeah, you better not stagger. Oh, you better not fight. Oh, the sheriff's gonna arrest you. He gonna carry you down. If the jury finds you guilty, yeah, your penitentiary bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine as ever a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine as ever a light on me. Yonder come Mr. Rosen. How in the world do you know? Oh, no, by apron and the dress she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Is she going to the captain? Yeah, she said, release my man. Oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine as ever love a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Thank you all for coming tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a safe journey home. And I hope to see you all again very soon. Good night. shine his ever-loving light on me.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Donegan.